Yeah, it has a way of getting in past the usual defenses so you can actually start thinking about something, have a different image. It can paint a different image, I think, in your soul. And so the stereotype or the prejudice or whatever you've been carrying, the rote behavior you've been carrying, you can re-examine and go forward, perhaps.
Yes.
Where did you learn that the whole pro-corporation culture of the United States was an abomination?
I'd say it's a lesson that's been sinking in gradually because you're almost the same age I am. We're TV kids. We all grew up knowing all these corporate slogans and believing. You know, my mother was very brand conscious. When I went to the store for her, there were exact brands that I was supposed to get because she bought the whole corporate spiel that, you know, there was a difference between the brands. And I mean, I was much, much older when my father lost the job he had had for 39 years, you know, was forced into retirement. I began to see that his loyalty and devotion and self-sacrifice to the company that he worked for was pretty much in vain. But I saw that scenario played out thousands of times around the country as heartless, rotten, profitable companies closed their doors rather than continue paying a living wage to their workers.
I think I was kind of late waking up to it. I was in the end of college and a candidate for the Socialist Workers Party, Peter Kmeo, came to my campus. And he talked about how so many people were, you know, just kicking the poor people for getting a little bit of money for welfare while we're giving huge amounts away to the big cats. You know, they're already rich, so we'll give them another $100 billion and we're siphoning things into their pockets. And I think you got a song that says this really nicely. How about sharing it?
I was going to say, of all the topics that I have tried to address in song, I think this was the most complex. I've discovered the great utility of the polka, the majesty of the polka. You can express really complex ideas. There are plenty of syllables to go around. It's just a wonderful, wonderful musical form to explain complex ideas. And this corporate welfare polka just kind of poured out of my pen. I honestly had just kind of written it as a joke for one show. But at the end of the night, my friend Steve Brooks was on the bill as well, and he said, well, that song's a keeper, Ann. I wouldn't get rid of it. And I have noticed that even people who think that they'll never sing along on a chorus will sing along on the chorus to this one.
It's time to end welfare as we know it and get those greedy chiselers off the dole. It's time to end welfare as we know it. Teach them a little self-control. For far too long we've allowed these corporate hogs to belly up to the public trough. No more welfare as we know it. No more handouts, cut them off. Now we should all be irate at this huge welfare state, right here in this mightiest